This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, speaking today with Apollo Elementary School second grade teacher Aubrey Norton. That's, of course, a part of the Mercer County School District. And she launched a really neat club at the school called the Random Acts of Kindness Club back in March is when that got going. So can you start by walking us through the inception of the idea and kind of where that comes from?
So I had always known I wanted to do something with the school. I wanted to start some kind of club or do something to really make a difference, but I was just never quite inspired. And a couple months ago, I was doing an assignment for a class I was taking and came across a website called the Random Acts of Kindness Club Foundation. And as I was looking through the website, I came across a part that said how to start a kindness club at school. And the second I read that, I knew that was it. I knew I was starting a kindness club. So I read the details on it and just couldn't stop smiling. I knew that was it. That's what I wanted to do. So I immediately thought of someone that you know very well, your sister, Tatum Taylor. I knew I wasn't going to do it without her right by my side. So I immediately messaged her. She loved the idea and we ran with it.
Well, in following the group on social media, I know when you first launched this thing late February and then the first meeting was early March, it felt like you got such positive feedback in terms of, you know, community support, but also just the turnout you got from students at the school. So why do you think there was such positive feedback and such a big turnout right away?
It was amazing. I was so overwhelmed. I got the word out via Facebook. We sent notes home with the kids about our first meeting date. And Tatum and I expected, you know, maybe 20 or 30 kids to show up was our goal. We had our fingers crossed. And I just kept getting more and more permission slips back every day. It was wonderful. And we ended up with about 60 or 70 kids for the first meeting, which is incredible. I think the parents were excited, too. I think the kids and the parents both were just really excited to get a program or something like this started at Apollo. So it was amazing.
So for you, I mean, in elementary school, why do you think this group is important or maybe even like necessary for kids at that age to be involved in something, you know, extracurricular, but also just as simple as like, you know, a random acts of kindness?
Yeah, I think it's something that's needed. There's just so much negativity in the world right now, and kids have such an easier access to social media, nothing like we did when we were younger. So they're exposed to a lot more than we were at that age. And so I think there was just a need for something that could bring everybody together and include everybody. And the Random Acts of Kindness Club includes everyone. So every time we meet each month, we vote for whatever random act of kindness we want to do each month. And we make sure that it's something that includes everyone. So the kids really like that accessibility, that they're able to take part in something. Even if they can't come to the meetings, we still make sure everybody's included.
So what's been the feedback from, you know, the kids who are actually participating in this club, who come to it after school and spend some time being a part of the Random Acts of Kindness Club at Apollo Elementary? Just the feedback you've got from them.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I am so overwhelmed with the support. I just actually got a message from a parent today that said they are seeing some of the posters around town that we've been hanging up, our kindness posters, and it just makes them smile every time they see one. I have kids coming up to me in the hallway asking me when the next kindness meeting is, wanting to make sure we're still going to do it next year. So it's been amazing. I just couldn't be happier with how this has turned out.
So to me, it sounds like this is something that is being planned to continue next school year then?
Sure. Yes, I have some really big ideas for next year too. I want to get a Facebook page going for it, and I have some really fun ideas that we can roll with next year. When I first started it, we received a very generous donation from Starfell and Zach Frick to get the group started. They were so kind to give us a monetary donation. So we are able to purchase things for the Kindness Club and do things. So it's just, yeah, I'm really excited to see where this takes off.
Yeah. And then, I mean, outside of that, you mentioned, you know, a donation right away from a business. Community feedback, I think, has been really good, too, in terms of just things that I've seen on social media. And then, like you said, handing out posters to different businesses. You gave one to us today. So, I mean, just the feedback you've got from, you know, maybe kids outside of school, but just the community at large as they've kind of reacted to this club you put together?
Yeah, it's been amazing. The kids voted in April to create kindness posters to hang around the community, and I reached out to businesses to see who would be willing to hang one. And we didn't even have enough posters to cover it all, so I had to put the kids back to work and make more posters. So it's been great. And even I've had people reach out that aren't from the Mercer County community. That go to the Sherrard district. I've had a friend reach out that wanted to hang a poster in her business. So it's just been wonderful.
And then if somebody wants to help out with the group in some way, how should they go about doing so? And if you're looking for potential, you know, businesses or individuals around the community to maybe donate to the program, what are some things you maybe could use, I guess, as you continue this thing next school year?
Yeah, just reach out to me at school. I have a school website. The way to get a hold of me is on our district website. So just reach out through me at school. And as far as donations, you know, I think it just kind of depends. The kids vote each month on what they want to do. So I try to do my best to keep the community notified as what we're doing. So if we need anything, we're not scared to ask for help. And the community is always so generous. That's one of the things I love about living in Aledo is how generous everybody is. So
said earlier, each meeting you have a theme or activity that you select for the kids to participate in and work through. So can you tell us what that process looks like and then just the themes that you've worked through so far this year?
Yeah, sure. So we take a few minutes to brainstorm some ideas, and then I take 3 or 4 ideas and just have the kids vote on what they would like to do for the month. So the first month they voted for Kindness Rocks. So we were able, with the donation from Star and Zach, to purchase rocks for all the kids. And then with the help of our wonderful art teacher, Hannah Baker, she helped all of the kids in Apollo got to paint a kindness rock to place around the community. And I've seen a few of those pop up on Facebook pages around town, too, that people have been finding them. The next month they voted for kindness posters. So that's what we've been working on, getting hung up around the community. And then most recently they voted for kindness bingo. So that's what we're going to do the last week of school. All the kids are going to get kindness bingo cards to fill up by doing random acts of kindness around the school.
Well, I'm curious what a typical meeting for this group looks like with, you know, a club like this outside of school for elementary school students as you try to kind of navigate setting that up. What has a typical meeting looked like so far in terms of maybe activities you try to get done and then also just the amount of time you try to spend with the kids?
Yeah, we usually meet for about 45 minutes. I like to start by asking the kids to share some things that they have done that are kind. So the kids will get up there and share what they've done. I try to pick a different word of the month. This month was courage. So we talked about how courage can relate to kindness, and we do a little activity that relates to that. We just usually have some different activities for the kids to do to share ideas. One thing I really like to do is to pair the kids up with someone that they don't know, so we can kind of get to know each other a little bit better and by doing things. And then we vote for our random act of kindness.
Well, I think one of the best things about this, to me at least, is it gives these kids a chance to express themselves creatively in a way that isn't nearly as structured as, you know, the typical school day is. And I think that's important because it feels like at that age, so much in kids that age lives is very structured. So what is it you think that kids that participate in this club for, you know, 45 minutes a month, basically, with the Random Acts of Kindness Club at Apollo, what they're able to get out of it, like, development-wise?
I think this is so important for them. I think this just shows them the importance of staying true to themselves and, you know, that they're able to make change all on their own. I think they really are starting to see the impact that they can make and just how little random acts of kindness can go a long way.
We're glad to be joined today by Apollo Elementary School second grade teacher Aubrey Norton in the Mercer County School District sponsoring the Random Acts of Kindness Club at Apollo Elementary, which began this school year and plans to continue next school year. And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.